I was going to try and describe you poetically as you have been my best friend for 7 years. We got accepted into this college at the same time, had our graduation cookouts at the same time, got our dorm assigned to be the same so that we could get drunk and explore these college experiences as brothers, but now you just a bitch ass nigga in my eyes. B, belittling my ideas all the time. I should have beat your ass the moment I had the chance to. T, the moment I see you, I will most likely beat your ass blue. See, I cared enough for you as my brother, and I didn't blame you entirely for fucking my girl. H, how did your dumb ass manage to smile in my face while you were given what was supposed to be the only key to what was supposed to be my woman's temple? You a bitch. Please excuse my language, but I've been holding that in, and because of that, so it begins to be hard to manage, because it's crazy how your own brother from another mother could wonder about what the taste of another significant other of mine, knowing that you, Ryan, had no intent of using a rubber after deceiving me to get to my girl. You ain't my brother, you a bitch. But I would have set myself on fire just to make sure my brother was warm. I was listening to everyone else when they told me that when they seen you two in the movies, she was hanging off of your arm, not hearing the false alarms and thinking my trust was safe. But the moment I decided to work late in order to make sure me and my girl straight, you took the chance and boom. Now I'm in danger. My trust is in dangerous songs. And on your birthday, 08-25-92, I attempted to make lemonade with the lemons you threw. Threw you a party while you took my girl to a bar and told her sweet nothings, one lie or a few, when in all honesty, I should have squeezed those lemons and squeezed them in your eyes so that you could feel pain too. And though I know the sky is blue, I would have painted it red so that you could understand all of the pain and rage I see now is because of you. I mean, at this point, you no longer my brother, but a wolf in sheep's clothing that I failed to recognize and view. So it's crazy that you even had the audacity to sit there and play me. You sat there at the party I threw for you and betrayed me. And like I said, I can't fully blame you because my nigga, it takes two, and shit, I almost kind of blame me because I'm far from crazy, and being this oblivious ain't how my auntie raised me. And how the fuck did I let this happen when I promised me to never let a bitch play me? You fucked me up. And ever since, I ain't ever been the same me. But with the tears I cried, I would never put out your fire. And you know why? Because I know a true brother of mine wouldn't dare disrespect the bond that is defined. But Ryan, because you did that, I won't have peace until I beat your ass. If I'm being real, I know you probably expected to see tears out of me or some vulnerability. I'm sorry, but tonight I'm being petty because this bitch brought the demon out of me. And though, Ryan, you accomplished bringing the worst out of me, it's going to kill you seeing another nigga being a real brother to me, having my back as I have theirs. Happy birthday, bitch.